The death toll in Hawaii from the deadliest US wildfire in more than a century now stands at 96, but officials warn the figure is likely to rise. Recovery crews with cadaver dogs continue the grim task of searching burned out homes and vehicles in the epicentre of the town of Lahaina. The historic coastal town on the island of Maui was almost destroyed by the fast moving inferno last Wednesday morning, with survivors saying that there had been no warning. We've been talking to Jack Truesdale, a reporter in Lahaina with the Honolulu news website Civil Beat.
It looks pretty much like a war zone. You have thousands of buildings just leveled and cars incinerated. A town that used to be pretty lively is now absolutely gone.
What about the people who are still there? What situation are they in?
There are some that have gone to shelters on the other parts of the island, some that have started living friends' and family's houses. Others, their houses are more on the outskirts, didn't get affected. Maybe their neighbor's house burned down, but not theirs. But the people who stayed on, they don't really have power. And they don't have clean water, so they're organizing all these supply drives. People are shipping in gasoline and water and food on boats and also on big trucks, whole convoys coming through. And then basically all of this is organized through Instagram, it seems, and then people essentially distribute it to the other people in the community.
And Jack, is there much evidence of a federal or state relief and rescue operation?
Just the other day, FEMA was there. The head administration official for FEMA, that will be basically overseeing the recovery. We have some search and rescue teams that are bringing cadaver sniffing dogs in now. We have the Army Corps of Engineers helping out. Probably once the search and rescue team is through, the EPA is going to have to come in and take care of, you know, hazardous waste, and then they're going to have to dispose of a lot of the debris of a city or small city, mostly a town that's totally destroyed.
This presumably would be the work, I mean, not of months, but of many years.
It's hard to say at this point how long that'll take. I've heard various parts of the process might be 6 months to a year, and then that's not telling how long it'll be until an actual town is back up and inhabited. I think it's exacerbated by the fact that, you know, Maui is an island, and the logistics get a little more complicated that way, and just having to ship things in that if this were the continent, you could get bigger tools and more resources much more easily.
You describe thousands or hundreds of buildings just destroyed, that what you've seen resembles a war zone, and I think people will have seen the pictures, but it's just street, presumably after street, of leveled buildings, burnt out blocks.
I want to say it's about 2,000 buildings that were all destroyed. And I think the estimate is most of those are residential. So a lot of people have just lost everything that they had.
And have you had a chance to speak to people, to talk to them about what they're going to do, where they're going to live, how they're going to manage?
We've visited some shelters. We've been in Lahaina. Honestly, the most, I guess, heartwarming aspect of this is how much community members are supporting one another. People who are, you know, opening up their houses for the foreseeable future. People who are providing people with everything they need at this point. But that said, the future remains murky. People who worked tourism jobs, worked in stores or restaurants that got destroyed, they're going to be out of jobs. Sailing charter companies, their boats burned down. They're looking for work, applying for unemployment. people are canceling visits to Maui because where they expected to go doesn't exist. And so the people who live here and maybe worked in that industry have to kind of come up with another way to move forward.
Reporter Jack Truesdale speaking to me from the Hawaiian island of Maui, from the town of Lahaina.